It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. The Juilliard School is collaborating with Chinese partners to open a branch in Tianjin, a busy port city in northern China. The Tianjin Juilliard School is expected to open in 2018 and will offer U.S. Juilliard School-accredited Master of Music degrees in orchestral studies, chamber music, and collaborative piano. School will have its own permanent faculty. Guest artists from the New York campus will also teach there. The Tianjin branch is intended to deepen Chinese musicians' orchestral training and also serve as a cultural hub for the city. The school is a joint project with the Tianjin Conservatory of Music, state agencies, and Juilliard. Earlier this month, the Tianjin School's graduate degree program was granted preliminary approval from China's Ministry of Education, making it the first performing arts institution in China to offer a U.S.-accredited master's degree, according to Juilliard. It's also expected to offer pre-college and instrumental training programs as well as adult education exhibitions and public performances. One of the world's greatest living composers, Sir Peter Maxwell Davies, has revealed that the cancer he hoped he had beaten has returned. The 81-year-old said that despite undergoing a new round of chemotherapy, he's managed to complete the score for an opera. "Now I'm fighting it again," he said. "I'm going to make the best of my time and write as much as possible. I already have a string quartet in my head that I want to get down," he said. The new opera, called The Hogboon, is based on mythology of the Orkney Isles. A hogboon is said to dwell in the ancestral mounds that can be found across the Orkney Isles. As a guardian spirit, it can bring either good or bad luck to the family it belongs to. "I have put my own interpretation and twist on the legend," he said. "I don't want to give too much away, but it will be very child-friendly and involve lots of children alongside professional singers and musicians. It also has an environmental message," he said. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.